With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What is happening, everybody? Thanks for coming by and joining another one of my top five videos for each week. I do a couple of videos for the PGA Golf Tournament. Sometimes they're DFS videos. Sometimes they're a betting video like this one, where I give you my top five plays based on that specific category, or top five fades if it's the fade video. So if this is your first time joining, I appreciate you coming by and checking it out. Of course, my goal in these is to help you build better lineups, make better bets, and of course, win money. So make sure you like and subscribe to get notified when these do come live and you can view them. So let's go ahead and jump right into my review last week of my top five bets. And it was a pretty good week, a very positive week, if nonetheless. Although I didn't get any top 10s, I had three top 20s with Brian Harman, Siwoo Kim, Matt Wallace, all paying out nicely. Again, Brian Harman, Siwoo Kim, they're going to go back to the Masters next year based on their play this year, but sadly didn't get into the top 10 to pay that bet out. Still a pretty positive week, and we'll take it. Let's go ahead and jump right off, and this time I'm going to give you Henri Bonlahiri, 300-1. I'm going to go from the top-priced guys, or the longest odds, to the shortest odds in terms of my top five bets this week. So Henri Bonlahiri, 300-1 to win, 50-1 coming in the top five, 25-1 on the top 10, 10-1 on the top 20. I mean, those are fantastic odds, given the fact that he just came in fifth place just 2 weeks ago at the Valero. Played great as well, so he's a guy that you definitely want to bet on playing in DraftKings. He can be incredibly volatile, but I like taking in control of these odds, or I like taking advantage of these long odds. Didn't miss the cut here 2 years ago. Did not play here last year, so nothing great in the course history realm for him. Another guy that I'm going to play for the exact same reason, or bet, I should say, is Kyle Stanley. He missed the cut here last year, did not play 2 years ago, so very similar to Lahiri in that regard. But he's coming in at 251, 40-1 on the top 5, 15-1 on the top 10, and 7.5-1 on the top 20. And for me, Kyle Stanley, who came in 14th 2 weeks ago, and his ball striking looked all but back, want to try and get behind that, maybe get another top 20 here this week, and that would be a solid payout. A guy that I haven't played that much here this year, but given the fact that his home is just a cup, maybe an hour boat ride, we'll call it, to Sea Island, it is Patton Kizzire, who comes in this week 125-1 to win. Just came in ninth a couple of weeks ago at Valero, where he shouldn't have been a good course for him, but he managed to play well. So given the fact that he's 18-1 on the top five and 8-1 on the top 10, I think that he could come in the top 10 again here this week. You're even going to get 4-1 on the top 20 as well. Recent form here at this golf course, missed cut and 45th in his last two tries. I'll tell you, to be honest, this week, it looks like my card is filled with golfers that have missed the cut here in the last couple of years, as Russell Henley is my next guy that I'm going to talk about, coming in at 66-1. It's been a couple of weeks since he's played, so no recent form to chat about. He didn't play the Masters last week, of course, didn't qualify and did not make the trip to San Antonio. A little bit of time for Henley. Did play good at the match play, though, getting into that field. Didn't get out of group play, but still almost had a chance to do so. Again, 66-1 on the odds to win, 10-1 on the top five, 5-1 on the top 10, and 2.5-1 on the top 20. Russell Henley, I like him to bounce back and get rid of that bad taste in his mouth at this golf course, Harbour Town. I think he makes the cut here this week and plays pretty well. And the last guy that I'm going to roster here this week, he showed me that his ball striking is back in form. Finally made the cut at a major. Had a good Sunday. It is Tyrell Hatton. I will be starting with my card with him this week, 25-1 to win. He just came in third in this golf course not too long ago, almost beating Webb Simpson. So The fact that Webb Simpson is coming in right now at 10-1 to win, I'd much rather be Ty Hatton at 25-1 to win, 6-1 on the top 5, 3-1 on the top 10, and just about plus 150 on the top 20. Of course, History came third, as I mentioned last year, did not play a couple of years ago. Came in 18th last week at the Masters and did not get out of group stage in the match play, so that's his reason for it. So, all right, let's go 1-5. Ty Hatton, 25-1. Russell Henley, 66-1. Patton Kizzire, 125. Kyle Stanley, 250. And Antin Raban-Lahiri, 301. Those are a couple of long shots here this week on my top five bets. I know that that last two, Kyle Stanley, Antin Raban-Lahiri, will, of course, make my partner, Ben Raza, happy to hear that. And, of course, check out his betting video with Josh Engelman each week, the PGA Contenders video. They'll be coming out with that in the next couple of days. Again, make sure you subscribe. That way you'll get notified when it is live. So until next time, everybody, stay tuned for my PGA DFS top five videos coming out, at least coming out soon enough. If you're watching this, you might be able to catch at least the values now. And if you're watching this later on in the week, say Tuesday or Wednesday, you'll be able to catch the other two as well. So good luck this week at the RBC Heritage, everybody. And of course, enjoy the sights and sound of Hilton Head Island. And good luck. Cheers.